Listening Library presents Jack, the Fairly True Tale of Jack and the Beanstalk by Liesl Shurtleff. Read for you by Bruce Mann.
Jack was brisk and of a ready, lively wit, so that nobody or nothing could worst him. Jack the Giant Killer. Chapter 1. A Sprinkling of Dirt. When I was born, Papa named me after my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, who, legend had it, conquered 9 giants and married the daughter of a duke. Mama said this was all hogwash. Firstly, there was no such thing as giants. Wouldn't we see such large creatures if they really existed? And secondly, we had no relation to any duke. If we did, we'd be rich and living on a grand estate. Instead, we were poor as dirt and lived in a tiny house on a small farm in a little village. Nothing great or giant about it. But Papa wasn't concerned with the details. He believed there was greatness in that name, and if he gave it to me, somehow the greatness would sink into my bones. "We'll name him Jack," Papa said. "He'll be great."
"If you say so," said Mama.
She was a practical woman and not particular with names. All she needed was a word to call me to supper or deliver a scolding. I got my first scolding before my first supper, just after birth, for as soon as Papa pronounced my name, I sprang a sharp tooth and bit my mother.
"Ouch!"
Mama cried.